Amor sin fronteras, love without borders, is a celebration of love and compassion where art transcends boundaries and connects people from diverse backgrounds. The upcoming group art exhibition, Amor sin fronteras, is all set to showcase the power of art in exploring themes of love and unity through a collection of vibrant artworks. Become a part of the movement that promotes understanding and connection through art. Join us February 17th at Art Bar LA. What is up, everyone? I am Jasmine Garcia, and this is Can I Just Say? So it's been a quick, this past year went by really fast because my last episode was in May, okay? So like, I still cannot believe that. My last episode, was back in May of 2023 with Jamie Wollum from Tears for Fears. Big shout out to Jamie Wollum. That was just so dope alone to be able to get that podcast interview with him. He's just so badass. And to talk about like our personal stories, that was just like, wow. So I think that's probably why like I felt like I could not top that. And plus I have a lot of shit just going on in general. I'll catch you up. So I have a few things going on this year, but I'm just going to go backwards, just to recap of what, you know, why I've been MIA. So last year around June, I signed up for a DJ school called, Beat Junkies Institute of Sound. And, I joined their 3-month program, and it was the basics, like the whole intro to DJing and scratching. Okay. So with that, I then had the courage to, just start DJing. My name is Como La Flor, DJ Como La Flor, and mostly because I do go by Florecita, Florecita Jazz. Florecita has always just been such a, important name to me because like, that was my childhood nickname. So that was like what my grandma and both my grandmas, would call me. I was always La Florecita, Florecita. And I've always wanted to continue that. My name, Jasmine, is a flower. And, you know, it's just there, you know. I've always been a big fan of Selena. And that's even more. So I just thought that was a dope DJ name. So, okay, so that's me, DJ Como La Flor. That's one. But because of that, I then had the idea of curating like an open turntables event. So there's different like open turntables. There's one that I host at the Stowaway. It's in the Rio Room in downtown LA. It's off of 6th Street. But at the Stowaway, they have an open turntables Wednesday nights. Different people host. But I'm every second Wednesday. So my next one is going to be on February 14th. It's Lover's Edition, okay? Definitely come check it out. But the point of the whole vinyl hangout is that, it's just more about coming together as a community of DJs, and we have 20-minute sets. I bring in vendors, I bring in record vendors, I bring in just like anything that would like interest you. It's more of a hangout. We listen to different music, all genres are accepted, and yeah, it's just a fun thing. I also brought that to another venue called Hello Stranger. It's in Little Tokyo in downtown LA. That's every third Wednesday. So the next one's going to be on February 21st. And same thing, I just bring over about like 15 different DJs. They each have 20-minute sets, all genres. And it's just a fun time. I have different special guests every now and then. And it's just really a good vibe. So definitely, 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 when you have a chance, come check them out. It's just a fun hangout. That's the point, you know? It's more of coming together, connecting through music, different types of genres, just being about the art, whatever it is that I'm gonna have there, you know? It's just, I always have something going on. So that's one. Two, I have quite a few art shows coming up. So the first one coming up is February 9th. It's this Friday at Espacio 1839 in Boyle Heights. I am collaborating with Tina Arroyos and Margaret Garcia, Feast of the Heart. Definitely come check it out. It's going to start at 6. I am going to be DJing with Chica Banda, and it's going to be a fun ass night. We have tacos next door. We have drinks next door at El Distrito. Even next door to that, we have Eastside Love. Like, you know where the after party is going. So you definitely do not want to miss this one. The next one is going to be the following weekend. Actually, pretty much the following weekend on the next Saturday. It's February 17th at Art Bar LA. This one's more in like the west side, like the Culver City area. Culver City area. It's off of Venice Boulevard. I had a show there recently. It was called the Creep Show Art Show. That was last year in October. That was a really fun, just cool event that I put together. I love organizing events. I love curating. I love the whole thing behind it. It's just my vibe. That's my passion. That's what I'm starting to figure out. It sucks that it's taking such a fucking long time, but I'm just glad that I'm finally doing it. And all these ideas just keep popping up. And like, I just keep going with the flow and I just keep pursuing it. You know, you just gotta do it. You just gotta do what you want. Like, whatever you wanna do in life, just fucking do it. Like, don't just sit around like, damn, like how, who, what, when, where, why. Just fucking do it. Figure it out. Do it. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm just going with the flow, figuring it out, networking, connecting, trying to see what it is that like I can like, yeah, like just do it. Like if you're waiting for a sign right now to do something, literally like just, I'm telling you, get your ass up. Stop this episode, come back to it if you need to, and go fucking do that shit that you've been wanting to fucking do. Like, I am so serious. Like, it's just the time now. Like, we don't have any time left. Shit's fucking weird right now. And just enjoy as much as life as you can because you never know. Like, you never know. You never know where life can take you. You never know. You just never know. I never in a million years would have imagined me interviewing fucking Jamie Wollin from Tears for Fears. I never in a million years would have imagined me DJing in front of other DJs that I would go to their shows. Like, what? I would never imagine meeting artists that I would never in a million years think that I would be able to talk to these people. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, just do it. Like, just do it. Okay. So going back to the show. Amor Sin Fronteras. I just felt like I needed some love in this world. I needed to bring back some love and compassion in this fucking bitch. Like, we have too much deep shit that's going on right now that like I am just so drained every day. And I don't even watch the news. I don't even try to pay attention to a lot of stuff that is going on because of how depressing it is and how it makes me feel that it sucks that like you just kind of have that turn off switch, you know? But nah, like enough is enough. Like, you know, I'm not about like, I don't know. I'm not about like protesting. I'm not about like, I don't know why, like, I just don't get involved in those types of things. But what I can say is that I'm gonna create a fucking art show to represent love and compassion. We need more fucking humanity in this world. Like, we just need more like love and peace, man. We need that. We need to remember like the basics. We need to remember going back to like being nice to people. Like, that is just is crazy. It's crazy, like how we treat one another, you know? But so that's the whole thing behind Amor Sin Fronteras. I wanted an art show that just brought some love to this fucking world, brought some more peace, you know? I have a lot of dope ass artists that are gonna be in it. The first one being Abby Aceves. I had the pleasure of interviewing her this morning. Thank you so much, dude. Like, she is just so badass. I would have never in a million years have thought of anything that she had. I learned from her in this episode. I would have never thought. I just, you know, it's just so cool. That's why I love artist talk. I love the fact that like you can get to know the artist, the one behind that painting. They, you know, it's just like it's so much doper knowing more about that person and where their creativity comes from, their ideas and whatnot, you know? So that's why I'm going back to, that's why I thought like doing this episode, starting off this year with that would be dope because, you know, that is the point of my podcast. The point of my podcast is to interview local artists in our communities, you know, to get to know them a little bit, to get to know who they are as an individual and how they're doing what it is that they love. You know, a lot of people sometimes don't think it's possible, but damn, it really is possible. It could just be a hobby for right now, but it could turn into so much more in the future. You never know. Like, you really never know. But yeah, so that's what's going on. I know that was a lot. So please, you know, I always love seeing everyone's faces at my events. It's always so fun. And I think that is why I've always enjoyed my birthdays. Because I always felt like my birthdays was like the day where I was able to connect everyone that I liked and loved in my life, and they were all there within that same room in that day. You know what I mean? Like, so that's it's so weird that like I've never had thought about this before, as you know, event organizing and curating and things like that to be one of my passions. But damn, yeah. I've always loved that. I've always loved bringing people together and connecting them and introducing people and networking. And I love that shit. I love it. I love it. I love informing other people. I love telling other people how, like, where, when, who, like, where you can go for this. And I just love all that stuff. So that's what's going on there. So, a recap, I have a vinyl hangout that you guys definitely need to check out. The next one coming up is for February 14th. It's going to be at the Stowaway. The second vinyl hangout coming up is on February 21st, and that is going to be at Hello Stranger. The next upcoming art show that I have is going to be Feast of the Heart with Margaret Garcia and Tina Arroyos at Espacio 1839 in Boyle Heights. And the second art show would be February 17th at Art Bar LA, and it is Amor Sin Fronteras, Love Without Borders. I have over about, yeah, like 15 different artists. Going from Abby Aceves, I have Mexica, I have, close. I have Pepe Teodoro. Like, damn, he's gonna have some animation. He created animation piece to have projected. We're gonna have like this whole, it's just so badass, like what we're doing. Who else? I have Maritza Torres. I have Germs. I have Jesse. I have Rich Romeros. Art Carrillo. I have just so many badass artists. Rosie Cortez. The list goes on. Oh, you. This is just an event that you cannot miss. I have four DJs. We have Cocodrilo. We have Henry. We have Darko. We have Wonder Cave. Just, they're badass. We have the first top hour is gonna be like nothing but like cumbia and like corridos and like rock in español type fucking music. In the middle, we're gonna have our poets, Abeni. We're also gonna have a performance by Michaela Rivera. She's gonna perform some songs for us. She's on the Blackbird label. And then after, to end the night, we have Darko and Wonder Cave. They're gonna bust like all like the dance hits, all like the old school like 90s, 80s dope shit that we're used to at the backyard gigs. So it's gonna be a fun-filled night. So definitely, if you're free February 17th, come through. It's just gonna be a fun ass night. But yeah, so I'm so glad. Thank you for listening. I wanted to just make sure that I'm able to get these episodes out as the show's coming up so you guys can get to know these artists a little bit. So up next, I have Abby Aceves, and thank you for listening.
Can I just say, hey, this is Jess. This is a podcast for you to say whatever you want on whatever topic you want to talk about. Join me. Let's listen to our community, real people, talk about real life situations. You come up with the topic and I interview you. It's just all about keeping it real while having fun, right? So join, listen, and participate.
What's up, guys? So I'm Jasmine Garcia. I have Abby on the line. Thank you so much, Abby. I wanted to really just say thank you for even being in the art show. You're such an amazing artist. I found you through actually Andrea Gazzetta. I would follow her through like ThinkSpace and like things like that. And I'm like, who is this lady that she's always taking pictures with, and where's her art coming from? And then I finally like followed you, and then I'm like, wait, her stuff is at the Cheech. So then I went to that. It's futurism, right? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, the Indigenous Futurism.
Yeah. So okay, so I went to that show, and I'm like, wow, like her work is so like badass. Like I had to see it in person, you know. But let me introduce you. So I have Abby Aceves on the line. And Abby, let us know a little bit about yourself. How are you today?
Hi, Jasmine. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me in the show. It's always a pleasure to show in new spaces with new curators. And I was actually thinking about that earlier. Like, I wonder where she knows my work from. I would never have imagined that it was through Andrea.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's why I wanted to say it, because I was like, I bet you any, she probably thinks it's like from the Cheech or like I don't know what, but it's like, nah, girl, it was from Andrea.
Well,
and it was just by her taking pictures with you, and then I'm like, who is the, you know what I mean, like, who is this person that she's like, if Andrea likes your art, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just thought it would be like maybe from like one of the Latin art like events, you know.
No,
and it turned out to be the whitest girl ever.
Yeah, that's why I think it's so funny. I'm like, damn, like I got it.
Yeah, and we're so different. Like our art styles, our mediums, like everything about us is so different, but we just happen to get along. So my name's Abby Aceves. I'm originally from Mexico.
Born and raised in Mexico.
Well, see, this is a story. I was born in Nogales, Sonora.
Wow. Okay.
So that's like in the border.
I
recently discovered last year that Nogales was like half in here in the U.S. and the other half in Mexico. I did not know that.
Okay.
Because I was just born there. My mom left home when I was 14. And from Guadalajara. So all my family is from Guadalajara. She left very young and then ended up in Nogales. And then that's where she had me. And then when she crossed the Mojada.
She was very young. If you're telling me she's 14, if she was 14, like leaving her family's house.
Yeah, no, yeah. She was a rebel.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was there for a couple of years. She had me. She went back to Mexico and then ended up in Los Angeles. And then I think I was here since I was like 3 till I was like around 11 or 12. So I did elementary school here. What's after elementary?
Middle school. Middle school, yeah.
Yeah, because I think in Spanish, like la primaria, la secundaria.
Ooh.
So I was here until like I was 12. And then I decided to go back to Mexico because, you know, my mom's lifestyle was just too crazy for me. I was just getting overwhelmed with everything. So I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore because we moved a lot. So I was just like, I was always the new girl having to change, having to make new friends. So it was not like a stable house. So I ended up going back with my grandmother, and I was there since, you know, like 11, 12 to I was like 30, in my 30s. Yeah. Like in Mexico.
Are you serious? Wow. That is, yeah. I'm so glad I'm asking you these questions. I would have never known. That is that's pretty cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah. And then in my 30s, well, actually, that like all that time, I didn't see my mom because she was here. I was over there, and then she couldn't go back because she was here illegally. And then I got declined my visa like twice.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah. So I just stopped trying because then you also have to pay. And then,
it's exhausting after a while. You're just like, what?
Yeah. Like investing money and then for them to say no. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh. But then when I was older, I was like, okay, this is my last try. And I ended up getting my visa. I came to visit my mom like once or twice. But it wasn't until like I was 31. I needed like emergency surgery. It wasn't nothing like life threatening, but it was like scary, you know? Like it was like I had to go to my gynecologist and they're like, yeah, you need surgery like right away. And I was like, okay,
oh, wow.
like when? She's like, if you want, I can schedule you for tomorrow. And I was like, wait, no, what do you mean like tomorrow?
Yeah.
So like after my surgery, like something changed in me, and I was like, you know what, like I'm 30, like I haven't done a lot of the stuff I said I wanted to do.
Okay.
You know, that kind of like made me analyze my life and what I had been doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like I always said I wanted to travel Europe, you know, and be an artist. So yeah, I quit my job, I sold all my things, and then decided to come live over here.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So you're telling me, wow, like, I love this story already. Okay, so let's go back. So this entire time, did you already know you were kind of someone into art since you were saying, like, hey, you know what, like, I wanted to be an artist, and, like, I'm not doing it. Like, so you already kind of knew you did have the talent. Like, you knew you liked painting and things like that already?
Yeah, so I studied fashion. I have a degree in fashion back in Guadalajara.
Okay.
It's funny because when I finished la preparatoria, how do you say that in English?
College?
Yeah, college. So yeah, after college, you decide what you're going to study, right?
Okay.
What you're going to like major in? Uh-huh. Yeah. So after college, I was like, well, what do I want to do? Like, what do I want to study? And then I think I wanted to study interior design, and then I changed my mind to like English teacher.
Oh, wow.
Cause I wanted to like, to be like in the creative sector, but like, I just didn't want to study art because like, I just had this dumb idea that I would die like a poor artist. Right.
Yeah. I get you.
So I didn't like try to study art over there. I did get accepted to like a lot of schools. I never showed up because I was like, I don't really want this. Like,
you know what? Crazy. Who even knows? Imagine like you know, it's just crazy how life is. Like, you're skipping through all these things and like still look at you though. You know what I mean? Like, you're still doing it. So isn't that crazy though? Like, how life still wants you to be the artist.
Yeah. You know? It was crazy because like, I would always like doodle, and my mom always said, like, tells the story that in school I was always like popping out, like if we had to draw apples and all the apples were green and red and yellow, and then there would be mine that was purple. And then my mom was like, you know, the parents would get invited to see the apples on the wall, and then like that purple apple stood up, and my mom was like, yeah, that's hers. Like right away, like, yeah, that's my daughter's. And the teacher would be like, why did your daughter like paint the apple purple? She's like, that's just her.
Wow.
So yeah,
you're already.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I ended up in fashion school. I had a full scholarship. Like, after I decided, okay, like, I am going to study something, like, in the art scene, but something, like, tangible that I can actually make money out of because people need to dress, right? And I think it, like, fashion did allow me to develop my art, you know, creativity.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was in the fashion industry for like 8 years with my own label. I had two labels. One was like a little bit more like streetwear, like more casual.
Oh, wow.
And the other one was like a little bit more couture, you know.
And like this just was only in Guadalajara, or you eventually moved some of this out to like the US or anything, or did it continue?
No, that was not in Guadalajara. Like, my life was in Guadalajara. It never crossed my mind that I would move, you know, like my home was Guadalajara. So I was just trying to make it over there.
Wow. Have you ever thought about even doing something like that again?
Yeah, but you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And it's also very draining. Like, I really enjoy painting and it's also very draining. So I think it would be too much to try to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. So also, like, was anybody in your family like into art, or like did this, you know, was like your mom or your dad, or like, do you have brothers and sisters that are like kind of like similar, like into art or artists, or like, are you the only one that has this talent?
No, I'm an only child and it's only my mom and me. I have an aunt that likes doing crafts.
Wow, so that's pretty badass, Abby. That's, you know what I mean? Like, I like hearing, like, you know, like, it didn't come from, you know, like, someone else. It's like, this is your true passion, you know? Like, I love that.
Yeah, that was my calling. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, while I was in fashion, like, the last years, I wasn't enjoying it anymore. Because I was doing everything myself, you know, the pattern making, the sewing, the designing, the selling. I was doing everything. So at the end, I was just not happy. I would draw at the side. And I remember in my last events, I did some illustrations. And I think like somebody saw me doing that. And they're like, did you do this? I was like, yeah. You did this? I was like, yeah. But for me, it was like surprising to see them shocked that I drew that, and they were like, you're really good and like you should pursue this. And I was like, you think so? They're like, yeah, like you're really good. I was like, okay. I didn't really think much of it, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna like do a little bit more drawings and take them with me when I do my fashion events. And I even remember being upset maybe or offended when people would actually tell me, like, you know what, like, you should actually be an artist instead of doing fashion. Like, your art is way better than what you're doing with fashion. But, like, I was just so determined to do fashion because, you know, I spent 4 years in school.
Of course, yeah.
And you're like, no, like, then, I studied fashion. This is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I was like, no, I did fashion, so this is what I'm doing. But at the end, you know, it was my calling. Like, I just couldn't stop drawing and painting. So when I had that surgery and I was able to come see my mom, I remember doing some like small paintings here just, you know, to pass time.
Okay.
And friends would buy them from me. And I was like, what? And like just pursuing art here was so much tangible, like easier than in Mexico. So I was like, and I have a friend that's a musician that's also from Guadalajara who came to live here. And I remember when I visited, we went out and he kept telling me, like, Abby, you need to move here because it's easier to be an artist here than in Mexico. Like, in Mexico, you just have to do, like, maybe have three jobs, you know, just to try to make a living out of art. But, like, here, it's just so diverse and there's just space for everyone. Like, if you really try, you make it. And that just stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, like, I'm going to try that.
Wow. And what year was it that you moved when you officially left Guadalajara?
I think it was 2018.
Wow, so it was pretty recent.
Yeah, I mean, it also had to do with the fact that I met my husband.
Oh, so you met him out here.
Yeah, so
Oh, wow.
so I was visiting my mom. I was like saving up money to go to Europe.
Okay.
I went by myself, like, and then I came back and I still had some money left. And I was like, oh, look at me. Like, I could travel again. And I had a friend that also wanted to go to Thailand. So I was like, we should just go to Thailand. And she was like, yeah, let's go. So we went to Thailand and I had my flight booked to go back to Mexico after, I think, like 2 weeks when we came back. So we went to Thailand and I still had like 2 weeks to go back to Guadalajara. But on the meanwhile, I was trying to decide if I should stay or not, you know? Like I was already like, maybe like my calling is over here.
Yeah.
And then those 2 weeks I met my husband and we started
What?
dating. Yeah, we started dating and then my friend with asked me if I could look over her dog. She would pay me, like she would switch my flight to Mexico. To give me more like more time, so I ended up staying like a month,
Whoa.
and then of course
I
like
don't
in
know. This sounds
that
like a little too like this was meant to
yeah,
me. Like,
so
that's crazy. That's really awesome. Good for you.
yeah, so like you know like I after that month I went back and forth you know from Mexico to here you know just figuring stuff out like you know selling my stuff. My idea was to, because I had a tourist visa, and I
Okay.
was like, how am I gonna stay here legally, you know? So I was trying to go to art school, but like as a when you have a tourist visa and trying to study here, it's I think it's like double.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, no, that's crazy.
Like it doesn't make, yeah, like it doesn't make, yeah.
Yeah, like I can't pay that, and like and also I think you're not allowed to work. So I was like, how the hell am I
Oh.
gonna pay for this?
You're like, how, yeah, like I need a job, but like this is double and like, yeah, how am I, yeah. Oh my God, what?
Yeah, so I ended up like just staying here, and then like every 6 months I would have to go back to Mexico.
What?
Yeah, so I did that for like 2 years, I think, until.
Wow.
Or I think like a year until I got married and then started the whole residency process.
So then during those 2 years, though, you were still creating your art, still putting your name out there, still becoming Abby, as we
Yeah.
know who you are now.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. So, man, like, it's, I love doing these things before the show because, it gives you a chance to get to know the artist because, I mean, me just looking at your paintings and me following you on Instagram, I don't know you. You know what I mean? So it's awesome to like hear that because now people are gonna know like even deeper shit about you and they're gonna be like, wow, like she's coming from Guadalajara. She's over here like, busting her ass, creating this beautiful work of art. It's awesome.
Thank you.
No, but seriously, that is really badass because a lot of people, they don't think about things like that. Like, oh, okay, like how did she get into it? What was the call? What was her call? Like, whatever it could have been. Like, people can probably think whatever they want. Like, oh, maybe someone in your family was an artist. You got into it, and then and that was it. But like, nah, you have some like that's you have some. This is you. Like, this is really you.
Yeah.
So like. Now, like, okay, so then you got married 2 years later, and then you said you started residency. So like, what started getting you more like how did more people start getting to know you more, like as your work? Like, were you just like entering into shows? Like, what was your process like as far as like getting more like known as an artist? Oh, and do you consider yourself a Chicana artist?
No, I consider myself a Mexican artist.
Okay, I get you. Yeah, sometimes like whenever people have their artwork at the Cheech, like I don't know, I just like to ask like, okay, like do you consider yourself a Chicana artist or like, just because I know your artwork, I know it's I don't think it's part of the collection, but it's a part of that specific show. But you never know. You know what I mean? Like you just just so people like understand where you're coming from. But
maybe further on I'll consider myself a Chicana.
No, I just, yeah.
It's so weird because when I was in Mexico, and my friends knew that I had lived here, like my nickname was Chola. Imagine.
What?
Oh, she's from LA. She's a Chola. Like if you ask any of my friends in Mexico, they all call me Chola. And of course, I'm nothing like a Chola. Like like here in the Chicano movement, I see myself and I'm like, no. And I don't relate. Like I know it. And I do remember my friends when I was here in middle school, a lot of them were like, you know, like in the more like in the Chola movement. I was always the weird one. There was like my friends that are always getting into fights and like, you can't wear this color because, you know, we got beef with these girls. And if you wear that, you know, they're going to beat you up. But I was just a weird girl hanging out with them. So I would wear whatever. And they were like, I was like, no, like, yeah, that's cool. And people would be like, I don't want to beat her up. She's the weird one.
Oh, yeah. When's your birthday? What sign are you?
I'm from November. I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. You're a Scorpio? Scorpios. I like Scorpios. I always like Scorpios, Virgos. I'm an Aquarius. And I like Cancers. And I guess maybe Leos.
All of that, like I like the horoscopes, I like reading them because they're fun, but I don't really know anything about them, like personality wise and all of that.
No, like I kind of know. It's weird, okay, because like I don't really read into it, same, but like my different friends that I have, like you could tell they're different types of personalities, you know what I mean? And like I'll notice a lot of the different Cancer friends I have, no matter what, they're all like somewhat, there's someone, something similar in there, like, so I can tell when I meet a Cancer or like or an Aquarius, like it's just I can tell by their personality. I'm like, wait a minute. So that's why I was like, okay. You have like this like empowering, like you're just very, I don't know, like you're even your work, like you just seem like a powerful type of, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, what kind of sign is she? And yeah, it's either usually a Scorpio, an Aquarius, and I think a Virgo. Those are like the main, like the like a powerful bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
That's cool. You know, but I remember once I was in Guadalajara and there was this guy on the street, he was reading your palm.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were like, Abby, let's go. And I was like, I don't really believe in that. No, come on, let's go. It's fun. And I was like, okay. So I went and he's like, oh, like you have a very strong character. And I was like, yeah, like you're a strong woman. And I was like, yeah. He's like, but you need to like kind of like chill it down, like maybe two layers down, because you're kind of scaring out the dudes. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, because I guess men felt like how would you call it?
Like intimidated?
Intimidated by me, yeah. So like, yeah, like men are intimidated by you and like they get scared approaching you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am not changing. Like if they feel intimidated, then that's on them, not me.
Yeah, that's on them. They need to get some cojones.
Right?
But okay, well, I love your story. It's beautiful. I never would have known, honestly. So like, as you're getting deeper and deeper into your artwork, how do you get in touch with like the Cheech and like, how are you becoming more of like your name? Like, how is Abby like getting, like, how is everybody getting to know Abby now? You know what I mean? Like, what is it that you're doing?
You know what? I feel that part of it is me being delusional. Like I swore, like in my head, I'm always like, my work's awesome. Like, you know, like I'm just going to submit to this because my work is, you know, it's just really good.
Awesome.
Like, I'm just going to submit. Like, even though I'm a self-taught artist, I just like, as soon as I started painting, I just started submitting everywhere, you know, just trying to get my name out there. And I guess, you know, once you like submit to one place and the people who show up, see your work and maybe one of them also happens to be a curator or know somebody that is or purchases your art and, you know, posts about it, you know, that's how my work has gotten around. And I one of my friends from Guadalajara, and I always remember this, he told me, like, don't expect to get like famous just by doing good art. Like, you need to knock on doors. You need to like knock on doors, and if you like, if maybe you knock on 10 doors and 8 of them reject you, like 2 of them are going to open that door and stuff. But like, you need to take those chances. Don't just wait, you know, just get out there and you know, do the work, knock those doors. And that's what I did. That's what I've been doing. You know, it's just, if I feel I have a good opportunity, like with the show, that I feel it's going to be something good for me as an artist, you know, I'm just there, you know, just showing up and doing the work.
So no, that's not wrong. That,
you know, just being persistent and you know, also, you know, trying to elevate my work and showing good quality work has gotten me where I am, I think. Like, it's just been like a learning experience, because of course, being a self-taught artist, yeah, I'm just going with it. And sometimes I'm stuck, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just doing it.
No, but that's the bad part, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, Andrea helps me a lot, you know, because, you know, she studied. She's a, you know, she went to fine arts and everything. So sometimes I get stuck and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. So she helps me out.
No, that's badass. You always, it's like, it's always good to have, like, yes, like another person that's somewhat similar into what you're into, to have someone to lean on, to get that advice from, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because it's all about like a support. Like, we always need someone. We need a support team. We need, you know, like, it can't just be us, you know what I mean? Like, it's, there's always someone there also helping us out to like continue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We have to learn how to like ask for help.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it, you know? Exactly. I always love hearing how other artists support other, like, you know, new artists, or how they give them advice, or like whatever it could be, because there's no need for like hating. There's no need for like nothing. It's just, we're all here to help, you know?
Yeah, like gatekeeping and all of that. No.
A lot of
artists will like share open calls, you know, like, oh, like maybe this would be something you're interested in, you know, like you should submit here or you should go there. So yeah, honestly, I'm very grateful with the people I've met, and you know, I also feel I should thank them, because I think I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for the help, you know, for the people that are around me.
Yeah, well, how so for the painting for Amor Sin Fronteras, how did you come up with the painting? Because I saw that you're already like almost, I think you're almost done with it, or I don't know.
Yeah. How did I come up with it? You know, once I get like a idea in my head, I just kind of like stick to it. And lately I've been into using my hands a lot. I feel very drawn into like nature and how raw it is. And I feel our bodies can also express that rawness.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make something. And it's so funny because you have the flyer image and it's also a heart, and I ended up doing a heart.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like, well, for the people that are listening to this, my painting, it's pretty much a hand, well, two hands kind of like holding a heart. And it's there's a braid kind of like around the hands. It's kind of like coming from the earth. So it's, for me, it's kind of like growth, you know, like if it was a tree, but it's actually like your hands and the heart. So it's just representing, you know, like us as humans, our growth as individuals, and just being persistent and strong. It's hard times, you know, with everything that's going on.
Yes.
And it can fracture your soul. It gets to you. Honestly, I've been super depressed this past year, I think. Because it does get to you, like everything that's going on right now, even if it doesn't, if you think that it doesn't affect you personally, but it does. So it's hard to kind of continue doing what you do, like, you know, just being doing your life and not think of what's going on around. So, exactly. So this painting was just kind of like being persistent and, you know, just holding on to your light and to your heart, literally. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I love it. I love it because like what you just said was one of the reasons why I created this art show, because I felt that like, I mean, I try not to get too into like, you know, like the whole thing. And I don't know, I just try to, it's like, I know what's happening. I understand, but sometimes I just try not to like focus too much on it because yeah, it does get to you, you know? So I was trying to think of like, okay, what can I do to like maybe bring the community together to where we can like represent like, you know, like love, compassion for one another, like stuff like that, you know, because I feel like we're something's going on. I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know what it was, but something's missing. We're missing something, you know, and it's like, we need that back, you know, we need it back. But that's the reason why, I reached out to you because I was like, okay, Abby, she's definitely going to represent this for sure.
Well, thanks. Thanks for believing in my work.
Yeah, no, you're one of the first artists that I was like, Abby. And then you're the first one I hit up. And then you're the first one to say, yeah, I was like, fuck yes.
But it's just funny that a lot of the artists are also, well, some of them from the show, from the Cheech.
Oh yeah, Maritza. I have Rosie. I have a few other one, but some of them I had to drop out because of I guess on right now with like the rain, and they live a little further away, and just you know things are kind of getting in the way. But totally, we all understand. It's all good. Yeah. But no, yeah, trust me. I was like on the lookout. Like who can I get that I feel will really represent what I'm trying to represent in this show, you know? So that's why I reached out to a lot of like, maybe like a lot of artists that you would know, you know, but that's one of the reasons. Yeah. Cause I was like, okay, who do I know that already one represents this, like what I want. And then two, like, will want to like contribute to like, you know, like, yeah, to like, let this show show love. That's what I want, you know?
Yeah.
But, other than that, like, do you have any shows coming up besides the Amor Sin Fronteras?
I've spoken with some people. I don't really want to like say like venues, like galleries and stuff, because I need to have like something concrete, like an email or you know something that makes me like more tangible, because I've had like meetings and stuff. But it's not like until I get that email, I'm not that's saying true. That's gonna happen, you know?
So right now, the show, what is it, Indigenous Futurism, right? At the Cheech. Uh-huh. Until when is it going through? Do you know?
Yeah, it's almost over. I think it ends the 18th. That's the last day of viewing. Yeah.
Oh wow, the day literally the day after the show. I hope everybody has gone to the Cheech to check that out, because it really was a badass show.
It is. It felt super cool to show there and be my first time going.
Because
I knew of the Cheech. It's kind of new, right? What is it, like a year, 2 years?
I believe like 2 years, about. I think like it was already like in the process, but like finally in 2022 because of COVID and all that stuff. Like there was, you know, like they, but yeah, I think around like 2022 maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember knowing about it and being like, oh my God, like I would love to show there someday. But like in my head, I just saw it so far away. I was like, yeah, like hopefully when I'm like a super well-known artist, like maybe I could show there. So when Denise invited me, I was like mind blown. I was like, oh my God, like really? Like, yes, of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it felt super cool to go there for the first time and, you know, seeing a piece of mine there.
Yeah. So no, congratulations. That's badass.
Thank you. Yeah. It hasn't been easy because, you know, I left my family, everyone back in Mexico. So it can get hard, but I feel like the things I've managed to do here just make it all worth, you know? Just like, yeah. Oh, like, I was in the teach. Like it's I'm making it worth being here.
And you're still continuing to grow. You know what I mean? Like there's just so much more that you don't even know, like what could possibly happen this year or next year or you know, like you just never know. So then can you could, now that you said you have your visa, so can you visit or can you, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, yeah. I was able to have my residency. So actually this year I'll be eligible for the citizenship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have gone back and visited and everything.
Okay, cool. And then like, do they like at least get to like follow you on Instagram to see how badass you are? Like, damn, like was like in Guadalajara and now she's over there fucking painting, has paintings of the Cheech. Like what the heck?
Yeah. My family's super proud. Yeah. They're always like, they're more like Facebook. So they're like,
oh, I get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby, what are your IGs? Do you have a IG or let people know your social media? Where they could follow you, see your artwork.
You can follow me on Instagram. You know, just type in Abby Aceves. You see me there. I also have like a Facebook. You know, when you share on Instagram and it just shares it on Facebook. But like a lot of people don't know, like don't use Instagram. So it's good to have like that, like the fan page.
Oh, so okay. I understand.
Yeah, so I have that on Facebook. My website, abbyaceves.com. I have my shop. You know, if you go to my website, you know, you can just find there the link. I also have an Etsy shop. I'm having a sale this weekend at Plaza de la Raza, the art sale for Valentine's.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, people can drop by. But, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're almost going to finish up with the podcast episode. Usually I like to ask, for the last question, it could be anything, doesn't have to be in regards to like the art show or nothing like that, but I always like to ask like your last words. What does Abby want to leave with? Her last words, your last words.
My last words? That sounds like, what are your last words? what are my last words? Like, I don't know, just if you're thinking of pursuing art, go for it. You know, people try to wait, like, oh, I'm not good enough, or, you know, just go for it.
I love
it. And even if you like painting and you don't really want to show, but you enjoy it, also do it. You know, art is so fulfilling. It, like, I think it nurtures your soul. So it's great, you know, just to paint or draw or do something creative because it just nurtures your soul.
Yeah. Well, Abby, it was a pleasure talking to you. I really loved just getting to know you. It was really cool. Like now I know more about you and I feel even doper just having you in my show. Like I feel like I succeeded in getting the artist that I truly wanted for this event because I know like where you come from and like what you're about, you know? But I wanted to say thank you so much. I hope you can make it out to the show. We're going to have a badass event. We're going to have poets. We're going to have a performer singing, a few DJs. And it's going to be a fun-filled night. So I hope you can make it out. I hope everybody can make it out. And thank you, Abby. I just wanted to say thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go. And peace.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to follow my podcast, you can find my Instagram at Can I Just Say. My personal Instagram is Florecita Jazz. You can also find the Vinyl Hangout page on Instagram. It's Vinyl_Hangout. And if you wanted to follow my production of like all the different shows that I do, it's under Jasmine Garcia Productions. You know, I appreciate every single one of you. I, you know, sometimes I trip myself out because I don't even know what I'm doing sometimes. And I love how like so many different artists support it. You know what I mean? Like I can hit up Abby and be like, hey girl, this and this, you're fucking badass, and I want people to know about you. And I am just so grateful that they're willing to participate in it. You know what I mean? Just even for the art show, like these people don't know me. These people don't even know what I am, what I do, what I represent. They don't know, but they're taking a chance on me. They're taking a chance on me to let me, like show them what I'm about. You know, and I so much appreciate that. I appreciate everyone that's there to support me and that's there to help me grow, because that's what that's about. And that's what I'm there for. I'm there to help support you, and I'm there to help you grow also as an artist. So just thank you again for your support. Even for like coming through to my shows, if you're a listener and you've been to my events, thank you. But yeah, definitely check us out. Can I Just Say podcast? We have Florecita Jazz, that's my personal. It's like my DJ page as well. We have the Vinyl Hangout page. Definitely come out and check that out. And yeah, other than that, I always, always, always wish you peace and love and respect.